You been to the White House before?
Hmm.
Oh shit.
I went inside when Trump was president.
Who are you? But this time you invited.
I think it's on the White House lawn though. I don't think we actually get to go into the bedroom.
The bedroom.
I want to see where y'all be laying down at, man. What's in the covers, man? What's in the pantry?
I definitely want to go in that White House kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first place I'm
going.
They make
anything you want.
The kitchen is the most.
Whenever you want it.
When you go to a space, whether it be apartment, house, whatever,
mm-hmm.
what's the most important room for you? Number one.
Like if I'm buying it or just going
if,
to
yeah, my... if it's going to be your spot. What has to be attractive to you? Because for me, the kitchen is number one for me.
You know, I've never thought about that. I think the master bedroom.
That makes sense. That's my number two.
I feel like that's where I'm going to be mm-hmm. or the primary bedroom.
Primary. I didn't even notice that until recently.
We asked for a reparation. They were like, what if we just call the master bedroom the primary and take Aunt Jemima out?
I didn't notice that
until
recently.
We ain't got
recently.
No problem with Aunt Jemima. Ain't nobody ever said nothing about Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
But primary bedroom, man. What
Shannon
y'all think about
told
that?
Me that? She was like, hey, Tone, what?
Did you notice it when you were looking for houses? Like when you see houses, do you notice primary?
No, I was still saying... Master. I was just like the master bedroom.
I didn't even equate it
to slavery.
It was big.
Yeah.
Like these is, you know.
Never even, but now I've been saying primary.
Yeah, me too. When I said master, my head was like, you know it's primary now.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think for me, I spend almost all my time in my room.
Really?
I be in my office if I have to work.
Mm-hmm.
But Melissa, man, we got a good setup now. At the edge of our bed, because I don't like sitting up. Mm. In the bed to watch TV.
Yeah.
I can never get fully comfortable.
Mm.
But she bought these chairs that sit at the edge of our bed.
Mm.
And we got a little thing for the remote and a little drink holder. Boy. I be like. Sometimes I put like, if I'm watching
a
game.
Wait, so you sitting in the chair that's against the bed?
Yeah, the edge of the bed.
Mm. So you sit in that chair and watch.
In that chair and watch TV. Or I sit, a lot of times I know from hotels, I'll sit on the floor next to my bed,
mm-hmm.
and I'll have like the laptop or my phone, and I watch TV up this way.
Okay.
But then eventually my knees start to bother me. But that chair at the edge, because I want to get it. We was looking at the mattress that you can sit up.
Mm-hmm.
If we get that going, man. Shoot.
A sleep number?
Mm-hmm.
I got a sleep number.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
I
never crank it up because I don't have a TV in my room.
Oh, you watch most of the TV on your laptop?
Yeah. So it'd just be in the bed with me.
Wait, so you never watch TV on TV?
I watch football.
Oh,
like
sports?
What's the thing called? The
Fire stick?
If the fire stick ain't showing its ass, I watch football on the regular TV. And I play video games on the regular TV. As far as like watching TV, I don't really watch TV on the TV.
I watch TV on the TV all the time.
Yeah. Now with this new place, there's a TV already in there. I was like, yeah, I'll keep the TV. It's already mounted up. I'm walking in to leave the TV. We can keep the furniture if you want it. So I've just been picking and choosing what I wanted to keep. And so now it's a TV in there.
Mm.
So now I can just be like, all right. But I got the sleep number, though. So
does the sleep number have the hot and cold?
It has a foot warmer at the bottom.
Do you use that?
When it's cold, yeah. Heating them feet up down there.
Man, I'm excited about this mattress because me and Melissa be wildly different temperatures.
Yeah.
And it's not even me always hot, she's always cold. But sometimes it feels a little artificial.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I never want the world around me to be hot. I never, even no matter how cold I am, I never turn on heat warmers.
Yeah.
I just be feeling weird. But coolers? Her car has a cool.
Has a cooler?
Her car has the seat can be cool.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Because I know they got the warmers. Yeah. That seat warmer be. Mm-hmm.
She love. And sometimes when we get the driver pick us up in the wintertime, he'll be already having the seat warm. She be.
I love the warm seats. I'll be using that option.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was saying, I'll be in the kitchen mostly.
Really?
I feel like when I'm in my bedroom, I'm usually the Sandman getting me too quick. So if I'm in there a long period of time, it means I'm goofing off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not getting to work.
Yeah.
But the kitchen, though, I be in there.
So wait, what you be doing in the kitchen, though?
So I either be cooking, making myself, or eating, or snacking. I'll be watching stuff in there.
You just put like the TV, I got the laptop. On the
that laptop be with me thick and thin. I'll be like cooking. I'm watching the laptop, and then when I cook the meal, I stand there and eat it.
I'm about to say, you be standing up the most of the time.
I'll be standing, I lean on the island and just.
Really?
Yep. The other day, I sat at the dining room table and ate.
Oh, but I rarely do that.
That's rare.
We have bar stools. We have bar stools, and we have a dining room table, and I pretty much always stand up and eat.
Yeah.
I just be like, man, get in here,
But now that I got the stools, like, even when I go to y'all place, I'll be in that kitchen.
You do.
The living room be right there. Nah, man, the kitchen.
Our last two houses have been living room here, kitchen.
I'm going to always gravitate towards the kitchen.
When we went to Angel's party, you be in the kitchen.
In the kitchen all the time.
And people be in every different room.
The living room be right here. Mm-hmm. I could easily be like, yeah.
You only go to the living room when the games is being played over there.
I could get in the living room, but I'd be like, nah, man, the kitchen. The lighting in the kitchen be right. Everything just be right up in that kitchen. And now that I got stools coming, I would really be up in that kitchen now. That's a wrap. That's what got me to pick that house. I was like, this kitchen.
I think a lot of people do that. When you watch House
Peeps, a lot has changed in the year, man. This Ball Brothers podcast didn't even exist last year. And now here we are. Here we are. The podcast is going. Everything is going great. We posting clips. We doing tours. We cooking up merch. A lot has changed just for us in a year. You know what I'm saying? A lot has changed over the last year for everybody. So if you have a growing e-commerce business, you can relate. Whether you're looking for better efficiency during the hectic holiday season or your business has outgrown your old shipping solutions, you need ShipStation to help you scale your business. ShipStation helps you achieve exceptional shipping efficiency with a robust all-in-one order fulfillment system that integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, man. You can effortlessly scale your business with smart features and automations that boost efficiency while bringing costs down. You know what I'm saying? Because us personally, man, you know, shipping stuff on a grand scale to the people, that's tough, man. You can always use that assistance from ShipStation. Lead your business into the future with technology built to save you time, extra costs, and headaches. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Seamlessly integrate with services and selling channels you already use and manage orders on one easy dashboard. Deliver a better customer experience with industry-leading features that help you find the best carrier rates, print labels, and make customer service a breeze. All right, over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life, Sheldon. So now, scale your e-commerce business with shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com/bald to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's a free 60-day trial, y'all. That's a free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com/bald. Make sure you get that bald in there now. /bald. Again, that's ShipStation.com/bald and sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's amazing, man. Shout out to ShipStation.
Like, flip this house thing?
Yeah.
They going to flip that kitchen.
The kitchen, man.
The people going to come in there and, okay. Yeah. They got the stainless.
Your only funky is your last kitchen.
Yeah. Hilarious. All right, man. Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast. My name is Kevin Fredericks. His name is Anthony Charles Baker III. Me and Tony made this podcast up for an excuse to just chop it up.
Yeah.
All right? And today we're going to kick it off with this one. Top struggle meals.
Oh, I was hoping you did that because that's the one I wanted to do.
Top struggle meals. I think you up first, Tone. In your life, Because you know me and Tone, we come from the gutter, boy. It took a lot to put a struggle together. Cream corn sandwich.
That's my first struggle meal.
Is it?
The cream corn sandwich. That's when I realized I was at the bottom of the bottom.
I still feel that.
Cream corn sandwiches.
That's wild, man.
It was bread in there and cream corn.
Did you cry when you had to make that?
I didn't cry, but I was just like, God damn, man, we in here. We in New Mexico. New Mexico already a poor state.
Man.
So we poor in a poor state.
Cream corn is like one of the worst vegetable setups, period.
It was ridiculous,
like,
dog.
Like, nobody was like, man, I just can't have regular
but
corn.
But I had the bread. You got to put them together.
So this was your idea?
I mean, it was just what we had. It was just like, yo, we got corn in here and bread. This is tonight. Cream corn sandwiches, man. I was broke as a joke
you
in college.
You can't even feel happy after eating that, man.
And I was dead inside. I was like, I ate.
That's it.
I could have at least afforded a Jumbo Jack, but I don't think I had gas. Because I could have got a Jumbo Jack from Jack in the Box, but 99 the gas. So I was like, man, it was tough, man.
Like, if you can't, like, you have a car, you just keep, the just putting gas in it is like, man, I don't have gas.
And gas was cheaper then.
It
was a dollar something, tearing our asses open. Man, it's $1.98 over there. We'll never fuel up. It was a Mad Max Fury Road.
Man,
times hard. That was the struggle of the struggle meals.
I don't think nothing I'm going to say is worse than that.
It don't get no more.
Because I had some tough days, but I ain't never had to eat
anything worse than that is me tackling a squirrel and just eating it raw. That's the next step.
Morgan Trail.
Yeah. Grabbing it by the tail, hitting it up against a tree and digging in. No fur and everything.
Oh, my God.
That's the next step.
That's tough, man.
They got them good squirrels out there over there in their park. I'm in the park lot. Bop. Chewing, breathing out my nose.
The
fur. Michelle, take a bite of this squirrel.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to go, and I have so many, but I'm going to go. Listen, I ain't going to, most of these, I would eat them today. I would eat them. I used to eat pork and beans and hot dogs. We called it Beanie Weenie.
Oh, I remember the hot dog pork and bean combo. You adding your own hot dogs? Or
hot
you doing it?
Okay. You can't go. You can never
go. Slicing them in the little
tone.
Yeah.
You chefing it up on the hot dog. You got the beans going on another burner. Because their hot dogs always tasted weird.
Yeah.
When it come with the hot dog in it, it's like, this thing been in here too long. Like, canned meat is just, the texture is like, your teeth go through it too fast. And it's already a hot dog, so it ain't really much real anyway.
No, you're losing either way.
So, and sometimes we had, when we was tough, I had put rice in it to like stretch it.
Yeah.
And I was, man, it's good eating. Rice, beans, and hot dog.
That's a step up from the cream corn sandwiches.
Everything's a step up.
That was gourmet.
That was gourmet.
If I would have walked in on you eating that spread, I was like, oh, excuse the fuck out of me, Mr. Monopoly Man. That's how you eating it in? Steve Jobs? Look at this lavishness. Where's the lobster? You got hot dogs, beans, and rice?
Lobster Thermidor over here. Wow. Look at Bruce Wayne.
You got on the silk robe. I'd have been from the streets. No legs. Where your legs at, Tom?
Billy Ray Valentine.
I'd have been Billy Ray Valentine. Tough. If I was to walk in on you eating that.
Monopoly, man.
Like, oh.
Look at Mr. Private School.
Look at Mr. Park Place and Boardwalk. Huh? Mortimer. God damn. Randolph. We're back. Like, damn.
You staying at the Plaza Hotel. Man, look at this. Look at Mr. Waldorf Astoria.
Well, Daddy Warbucks. Huh?
Oh, hey, hot dogs and beans. Hey. did I stumble into your room full of gold coins?
You gonna dive into the coins with your lavish hot dogs and separate francs? You got separate francs and the beans?
Oh my God. Oh, that's funny, man.
That's crazy.
Look
money.
At Mr. Milford Hackett, y'all. No. Look at Mr. Milford Hackett,
everybody. Huh? Yeah, that meal in your briefcase. Man, that's big with Sandy play.
Yo, Patreon, that was hilarious.
That's a fire
Whoever
call,
said
man.
That? Dallas D. Well, look at Milford Hackett the third here. Oh, man, that's
y'all
funny.
Y'all be listening.
Y'all do. All right.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Milford caught a stray.
Man.
All right, what you got, Tom?
Ramen noodle. Ramen has always struggled.
I was going to say that of all
I'm not
the
talking
stuff,
about this new fancy ramen. I'm talking about the packets.
So, two things I want to say now. Uh-huh. Ramen is the thing I've eaten the most.
Yeah.
Struggle. Mm-hmm. Ramen was such a part of my thing. I don't even connect that to Japanese culture at all.
No, me neither.
Ramen was poor culture, yes, more than it was Japanese culture.
100%.
When I tasted real ramen, I didn't even connect that this was a poor version of that.
Yeah.
Real ramen have all kind of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
They got eggs. They got pork belly. They got...
The presentation is fire.
Man, they was like, man, take all that stuff out. Get the noodles and the water.
Pack it.
Pack it.
You throw the noodles in there. Here's the sodium. And hush.
And the funniest thing, this is how you know it's a struggle meal. Because everybody got their version of like, now, do mine is...
Me, myself. I don't do mine like that. I drain it, then I don't even use the packets. I just go butter and salt.
Oh, my God.
That was me. Because the packet was too much, man. I was like, man, look out.
Man, you let everybody...
Some people kept it wet. I was
wet.
Like, nah, man.
I gotta
strain mine.
Yeah, I got to strain mine. Because the wet was, it'd be like the noodles would get too soggy,
yeah,
and it tastes like weird, like it had cheese in it, but it don't. I always went low water.
Yeah.
You got the boil.
Right.
But some people just go straight packet. You going all willy-nilly.
Like,
now,
wow, you just did it like that. Like the instructions said. You ain't put your own flair on it.
Yeah, man. People were like, oh, I go hot sauce with mine. Cheese, not American cheese would just disintegrate in ramen.
I've never merged the two.
Oh, Tone, I'm big cheese.
Really?
Chicken packet with the cheese.
I'm judging you,
creamy
man.
Creamy chicken ramen. It would be creamy. But it was a weird, the cheese would
was
be weird.
Was this the American cheese?
American Craft Singles. Straight up.
That's when I'm like, wait, is this ramen and cheese together?
Tone.
I don't know why that feels blasphemous.
It was weird. That was like, it's
those two things don't match
at
all.
They don't, but I was doing it. A little hot sauce sometimes. Some people put hot dogs in there, but I feel like hot dogs don't go.
Nah, man, watch out, man.
But then I was like, after a while, I was like, the cheese is weird, Kev. You don't have to do this.
You don't have to do
and
this.
And I just went straight ramen for a minute. No nothing.
Yeah.
No frills, man. We ain't got it. 33
noodles
cents a
pack. Fire to me, though.
What was your ranking of the ramen flavors?
As far as the flavors?
Yeah.
Chicken was number one.
Far and away.
Yeah, chicken was number one. The beef was just too much.
Beef is, and it was blue.
It tasted
dark
like
blue.
Salt.
Yeah, the beef was like, I was like,
I felt like
on,
I was
mom.
Licking the cow's back right on the ranch. Right, just a good lick. They've been outside in the dirt. A cow, they just... You know how cows frolic every now and then, and they roll up and lick the back right after that. That's how salty it was. I'm like, ugh, I can taste the ranch. And I don't mean the ranch, you know, dressing.
Oh,
I mean
my God.
Yellowstone. So, so I probably had to put shrimp second.
Shrimp for second for me, too.
And then... Oriental.
Yeah. They changed
actually,
the name of that.
Low key, what they change it to?
Soy sauce, I believe.
I would do chicken Oriental. Shrimp.
Shrimp was always weird. I remember the shrimp in the cup of noodles, man. That shrimp would just be dehydrated. I'd be like, man, don't put that in there. Yeah.
It'd be all you can't fake shrimp.
Nah, man, it's like this big.
You can't fake shrimp. Even now on the vegan streets. In the vegan streets, when they got like the vegan shrimp.
What does it be, though?
It don't be hidden.
Hearts of palm?
I don't know. I don't know what they'd be using for it. Like off the top of my head, but like it never be hidden. I had a good one time. This dude, we was in Phoenix. It was like a black-owned food spot. They brought us some. That's probably the best vegan shrimp I've had. Mm-hmm. But usually I'd be like, nah, man.
Yeah, I'm with it. Ramen straight up is
ramen straight great. Up is great for me.
I only Melissa was like, so I had gotten into the Korean ramen bowls, mm-hmm. Nongshim.
Oh.
Man, Melissa, this during the pandemic, thought I was going buck wild. I was going crazy. I would go to the store, and I had just went through a phase. The hot and spicy bowl, I was like, leave me alone. I'm in there eating ramen. She was like, Kev, you got to stop. It's way too much sodium for your age. And I was like, I'll stop. I won't stop. Because you just pour that water in there, man. Oh, my. But then I looked at the sodium.
I won't stop.
It was like 4,000%.
Oh, the sodium
like
is crazy.
Milligrams.
Yeah, sodium is crazy.
Like, how many servings? 8. I'd be like, brother. So I had to stop. Man, when your wife be telling you what to eat, man, I feel old. Mm. I don't like being told you can't have that. You can't have all that sodium. You can't
have. Woe is you.
No, man, I don't like it because it be feeling really old because only old black people are like, now you know you're going to eat that, your pressure going
to
be up.
That's what it's all about. We need to start getting that treatment earlier.
Yeah, we do. She poured out a pineapple soda, man. I contemplated divorce.
Melissa's all right.
I bought
man.
A pineapple soda and I went back into the gas station to get a gum or something, some gummer. I came back and she had it out full.
Wait, so you just bought this?
I just bought it. I said, oh, let me go back in here and grab this. I come out and she was like,
oh.
Tone. And I was walking, I was so far from the gas station. Yeah. She timed it to by the time I got there, she was like, you ain't supposed to be having all that sugar.
Yes.
I never liked you.
Yes.
I never liked you. Because I already had my mouth fixed for it.
I know.
I was like, oh, give me a pie of a soda, man. Gonna be good. And I was like, I'm done with you.
She kicking in now.
She kicking in.
You should have drank it in the store. You should have.
And that's why I be in the garage having the time of my life.
You be hanging out in the garage.
What? Eating Chick-fil-A. You won't find this. And then I go put it in the neighbor's trash. What? They never eat Chick-fil-A. My neighbors are Asian, and they cook. Their trash is never full. They never order Postmates. They don't have no packages come. His mom and dad live there. They be in there cooking, and their trash be full of Chick-fil-A, in and out, kind of stuff.
You think they look in there and be like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know, but y'all got all my proof.
What if you cause a divorce? I'm like, hey, I've been noticing a lot of Chick-fil-A bags. You've been going out? No, I thought they were yours. I thought you had another woman that you were seeing on the side, and now you done caused the riff.
I promise you, I ain't never been to Chick-fil-A.
You in there being sneaky.
Because what I do, sometimes I pull their trash bag up, go mine back on the top. Because you can't just open your trash and see something foreign in there. Come on, man.
So you in a place now where you hiding food from Melissa. Mm-hmm. And she don't watch this?
Mm-mm. She probably won't watch this. She don't watch everything.
I'm spilling the beans. I'm going to text her
one
tonight.
One time I ate Chick-fil-A, this is back at our house in Receiver. I had a whole Chick-fil-A meal. Walked in the house, she was like, I made pot roast, here's your plate. I was like, I'm hungry. Taste it. Not really hungry. What? You just came from work. What do you mean? Okay, I was like, this is very good. I mean, I was going in, Tone. I had the nuggets and the sound, because I thought she didn't cook.
Yeah.
She had been in there all day.
Oh, slaving.
Potatoes in there, pot roast, bread. I was like, ooh, I'm going to turn in for the night. I was almost sick, Tone. I'm about to throw up.
So you never came clean.
I ain't came clean to this day.
Oh, wow.
She don't know. All right, is it my turn or yours?
It's mine. No, it's yours. Because I said ramen.
You said ramen?
I said ramen, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to switch it up for you. I'm going to give you a dessert.
Oh.
Cinnamon sugar toast.
Oh, yeah.
That, boy.
Yeah. That's on my list.
It was only a struggle meal in, like, cost and preparation. But as far as taste.
Yeah.
Man, my brother used to make that for me. That was one of the things I saw on TikTok about this. Like, how come your siblings always made the stuff taste better?
Yeah.
You're like, their sandwich always had
every
all
time.
This dude, Jay, could get the butter. He take butter to the edge of the toast.
Yeah.
Perfectly buttery, gristly, go brown sugar and little white tone. I was like,
yeah.
It was so good.
It was always something different about your sibling's stuff.
Why your sibling be like, nah, how I do it
every
is this.
Time.
When I would
man.
Make it, mine would be always black around the edges,
yeah.
And then the middle would be buttery. So you got to eat through the to get to the good part.
For the mad Nacho Libre toast crunch.
Bro, this is the worst lunch I've ever had. But man, we used to eat that in the summertime. And bro, there was so many summers. Like, you want some cinnamon sugar toast?
Yeah.
You get the oven going.
Mm. Oh, man. It was a good time, man. You felt like you was doing something.
Man!
I made cinnamon toast. Oh. I used to love making toast in the oven.
So
I put
good.
It in the bottom, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, you go bottom
yeah,
oven.
The bottom, the broiler down there. I'd be like.
Most black people have extra pots in there.
Yeah, I used to use the broiler. I used to use that thing. I used
that's
to
the
put
best
burgers
way to make
in
it.
There.
It's the best way to make the toast.
Yeah.
Because the oven is baking, it's coming from the bottom
right.
up.
Nah, man.
Yeah, now y'all cooking with grease.
I was rubbing my hands. I was Birdman. Got the cinnamon toast going, man. Watch out.
That's funny.
All right, so I got rice and eggs.
Whew.
Rice and eggs is like, they're a great combo, but we struggle.
You know, that's like, you don't have enough eggs.
Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month free. That's right, a free month of Blue Chew. Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. of A and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part? It's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready when an opportunity arises. I'm about to try some Blue Chew one time, you know what I'm saying? Had some fun in New York. It was a good time. I was able to hang in there, y'all. It was in New York. It was a good time. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not even gonna get too personal. But man, New York, it was. God bless. Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told me. That's the mission. They want men rock hard. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. Till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our audience. Try Blue Chew free. Just pay $5 shipping at checkout when you visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the Ball Brothers.
But I want y'all to feel like y'all had to, man.
I want you to be full.
But the rice, poor people going to eat that rice.
Mm-hmm.
We throwing rice in to stretch that. Rice might be the number one draft pick of stretching the meal.
Rice be saving our asses.
Man.
Stretching that meal. You can have the bare minimum of other particles in there. And it's 80% rice. 20% of the shit.
It's all, as long as you have a little piece of something in each bite and you don't have to go just full rice.
You be distributing.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
I'm move them eggs around.
You got to spread it all around. That way you
chop
gotta...
them eggs up as small as they can go. You can't go big scrambles.
Man. Because if you just get a whole spoonful of just rice by itself, that's what you'd be like. That's what you feel.
You feel the poverty creep up.
I got to get my life together. This is as good as it gets. Is it over for me? Am I going to make it in life?
Man, we used to eat, man, at my cousin's house, we used to eat Spam and rice.
Oh, yeah.
And she would, you got to, first of all, Spam ain't a big meat, period.
No.
And it's super saucy.
You get that square.
Whew.
You spread that out.
Hawaiian people go crazy for Spam.
Oh, Spam is a way of life out there.
Man,
this
Spam
at McDonald's, this on drive-through menus.
It's salty.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Spam is good to me, though. I ain't even going to lie.
I love Spam. I ain't going to lie.
I know a lot of people think I'm bougie. I'm not.
Do people think you're bougie?
As far as eating? What I eat? Yeah. They be like, Tony ain't going to. I be liking filth. Like Spam?
That I got a show in Denver. I'm going to that biscuit place.
Oh, you goddamn right, you going
that
to
French toast.
What is your
biscuit?
Show in Denver?
So
I might meet
January
you.
January 4th,
February.
January. I saw this biscuit thing. Somebody. Yeah.
Did you do another crappy map out? Nah, I gotta look at your schedule.
I work good, Tone. Matter of fact, that Denver show, I go Tulsa. No, I go Oklahoma City, Tulsa. I work back through Denver.
Uh-huh.
Which they got a lot of nonstops from Tulsa to Denver,
uh-huh.
And then I go San Jose.
Okay,
those bad map outs was
San
real
Jose.
Comedian. Yeah, I had to go South Bay, man. The people in the
Oklahoma,
Bay was like
Oklahoma, Denver, San Jose.
Well, this was like cities I don't go to because I need to work the show out.
And so you hitting cold cities in the cold?
Yeah,
because Denver gonna be freezing.
Denver is the only one that I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Last time we went to Denver, it was freezing.
Yeah, Denver was cold.
No, no hate on the Bay. I was just talking about the map out. I love San Jose.
Yeah. San Jose. No, yeah, he was just, because you start Oklahoma and in San Jose. Like, that's not right.
Like Oklahoma and in San Jose?
Yeah, because you should go Oklahoma, Texas, but I got Texas, Dallas, Houston, Austin later.
Okay.
I'm weaker when it's warmer. But, I mean, Texas I don't really be worried about.
You
like, it's going to be cold
anyway.
Did you
map this out?
I mapped out
climate
good.
Wise?
It's why, yeah, Tone. Because I'm going, look, man,
you
I'm gonna going.
You're going to be some cold cities in the
I'm
going.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm going.
Denver's
going
to be cold.
Denver's the only one.
That's the only one?
That's the only one. That don't make no sense. But in January, I got Tulsa, Los Angeles, San Diego, Riverside, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville,
okay.
Vegas.
All right. Yeah,
those
yeah.
are all places it should not snow.
Right. Yeah. All right.
And Denver, if it gets canceled, man, it's Denver. Hey. I ain't gonna hold you. I literally said, man.
But the biscuit place,
man,
I might come up there.
I seen this place. It made a French toast biscuit.
French toast biscuit.
Don't say the same thing I said about French toast. It's a hit and miss thing, but when you nail it, it is the king of the breakfast breads. It's just so often messed up that you be like, man, you can't risk it being not good. But when it's good,
when it's firing on all cylinders,
it has no competitor. Pancakes are just. More often done right.
Right, yeah. It's easier to get a good pancake.
Absolutely. You get hotcakes at McDonald's. They was doing good.
McDonald's pancakes was all right to me for a time.
They ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go fried bologna sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Just.
With the bubble,
with slip. The mustard. Perfection.
Yeah, crispy
bologna
edges.
Bologna is a totally different meat, cold than hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's inedible to me. I cannot eat a cold bologna sandwich.
You've never been able to?
I'd be about to throw up.
I used to eat bologna raw, cold.
Oh, my God.
I would grab a circle of it and fold it and be like,
Tony.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I like filth.
Why?
Back then, I could never do it now. Even before I went vegetarian, I couldn't. But like,
cold bologna?
I used to eat hot dogs cold. Fresh out the. I was a kid.
You were a maniac.
I used to grab an Oscar Mayer's hot dog and be like.
I know they're pre-cooked and all that, so I know there's no health thing. But that's terrible, Tone. Why you was rushing that bad? You could have put it in the microwave.
Only Oscar Mayer's though. Other hot dogs
Tone,
I couldn't do.
That's crazy. Lee almost threw up.
Called hot dogs.
Yes, not cold. Why?
I was just a kid. I was like, hey, it's good. I used to grab them with the tight fist.
More than one?
That was my chewing noise.
Oh, my God.
I was shirtless with a.
That's wild, man. My mom. You came to see. Keep some hot dogs in there for Tony. He likes to go in there and snack on them.
Oscar Mayer was my favorite hot dogs growing up.
Do you remember budding lunch meat? It was like a thin little slice. They have like 3 notebook papers worth of food in there. You don't remember, is it budding ham? Tony, you never seen this?
Oh, yeah, I remember the visual.
Man, my mom used to make us make a sandwich with 1 slice of that. I used to be like, Mom, come on.
We want for something to package. Because that's a thin slice.
Yes, their whole thing is folder.
Yeah.
You got to fold over. You can't have 1 slice. Your sandwich is 99% bread.
Yeah.
No, we ain't going to be having a whole pack. Can we have 2? 1 slice. We used to be like, oh, my God. I also realized I think our generation ate more sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, man. We grew up on sandwiches.
I feel like my kids don't eat sandwiches that much.
Yeah, sandwiches. We used to go to my dad's house. We went to my dad's house every weekend. And then once he started buying pumpernickel bread.
Because
he always had the lunch. He always had
Daddy
the lunch
war
meat
books
there.
Over
man.
Pumpernickel bread. That's something like, on the outside?
No, it's like a dark bread. It's like black.
Oh, okay.
Man, I was like, at first I was like, what is this? I'm used to the white
right, regular,
super process.
Wonder.
I'm like, wait, yeah, what is this? It's pumpernickel. Pumpernickel. I had it, and I was just like, it took me a second to get used to it. I was like, this is fire.
Really?
Because I used to make sandwiches at Daddy's house immediately.
Oh, as soon as you dropped your backpack?
Soon we got over there, sandwiches. The Louis Rich.
This looked like the cheesecake brown
bread. Yeah, it's super dark.
This is German. That's your German.
That's my German side. Man, I love pumpernickel.
Is it
bread.
Soft? Is it soft?
It's soft.
Oh, it's got good, some oatmeal on top.
Them sandwiches used to be fire at my dad's house.
I've never had a pumpernickel loaf in my home.
Pumpernickel's a good time. I get it. It might not be for everybody, but I loved it.
Yeah, I never seen that.
I loved it. I was like, man, but we used to be sad. I used to make 2 sandwiches, go down in that basement.
I used to dip some of my ramen. I would dip my sandwich in my ramen juice sometimes.
See, you, there you go again.
What?
Boardwalking Park Place, luxury tax.
Y'all never dip your sandwich in your ramen juice.
Pennsylvania, North Carolina. What's that other green one on that Monopoly side? That whole block is Kev.
Come on, y'all. Don't leave me out here by myself.
The green and the Boardwalking Park Place. Dipping your sandwich in the ramen sauce.
Sandwich au jus, yes, Mark G.
Man,
Jesse said, hell no. Soggy bread ain't never been good to me. I like au jus, though.
Fancy, man.
It ain't look like
this.
I'm all alone, man. Patreon ain't going with me, y'all. Y'all ain't going with me?
You was fancy, man.
That ain't fancy,
you
man.
You always been this. Mr. Big Trips. Mr. Worldwide.
Leave North Carolina out of this.
Mr. Dubai. Dubai.
Dubai was a big trip.
Right. That was a huge trip.
That was crazy.
I was like, y'all really went to Dubai.
Man,
big scale.
We did everything there. I could have died and been like, man, I died good. That was a
good.
Great.
That was
a fish tank in our room.
That's crazy.
And the fish was like, you getting them cheeks, huh?
That's crazy.
That's an expensive city, though.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
I went out there. I was like, it's impressive. Like, and I was only there. When I was there, it was rapid fire. But I was still just like, man, this is crazy what they just built. And it looks like they just built some shit in the desert.
No, they. I was looking at we was at a museum. It was showing you what it looked like 1985.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's crazy.
It looked like El Paso and No Country for Old Men.
Ooh.
Like, just like, and I was really thinking, like, who had the vision, even with unlimited resources?
Right.
I would have never looked at that and been like,
people gonna come here.
Oasis.
Right.
Because it was nothing.
It's crazy what they built.
It was like
an
old fishing village before that.
Ooh.
And now it's basically probably the second Vegas of the world. Macau is probably the biggest Vegas of the world. Then Dubai, then like Vegas.
That's crazy.
But the luxury, man, all that man-made stuff, it's wild. And it's clean.
Oh, super clean. I was like, man.
Super clean.
They be smoking out there, though.
They do. And they be wearing the tunic to the ground.
When I did that comedy show, they were.
All right, what you got, Big Tone?
All right,
Big Tone.
I got I don't care what y'all say, and I know some people ride for this, but the Kraft mac and cheese is a struggle meal.
The blue box?
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna go with you on that.
That's struggle.
It's also it's to good, me. Though, struggle is like how much it costs too. Like that's not an expensive thing.
No.
You're not talking about the pre-made thing. You're talking about the actual
one,
block.
The blue box.
You make
it
in the pot.
You go home and you make it.
The one that Cleo likes over regular.
Yes.
I didn't have that much.
That's struggle meal. That's that struggle mac and cheese.
That was Kevin McAllister. He was always eating that.
Yeah. Like if you're a kid and your family leaves you behind for the holidays, that's perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to be grown.
Yeah.
And you got a girl coming over, I made you some Kraft cheese and macaroni. She's going to be like, you'll never see her again. One and done. She was like, I was going to give you the panties until you pulled out that Kraft mac and cheese.
No, that's a struggle, man. People put hot dogs in that, too.
They always we were just put throwing hot dogs
in everything,
and
man.
And hot dogs is a struggle meal.
Hot dogs.
I wrote them down, I
hot
think.
Hot dogs alone. Was a struggle meal, man.
When people tell me, because you know we be playing Call of Duty, I got my crew, and I always ask them, "What y'all have for dinner?"
Mm.
And one night, Schiff was like, "I had hot dogs." That just let loose an onslaught of like, well, "Did you boil them? You had boiled hot dogs. It might have either been him or corn dog, but it was like
corn
you had
dog
boiled
and
hot dogs."
He sounded like military man. He was doing that. We was in there with
corn dog and Schiff. And it was like
boiled hot dogs.
If you have boiled hot dogs as an adult,
yeah,
you need to get your life together.
No, that's a, if you're not running like a child, like vacation Bible school or like a children's Bible study or children's church, or if you don't have small poor kids, if you're just a lonely adult, like I got this 8-pack in here.
If you, boiled hot dogs, you need to get it together. I got the hot dogs going in there. It was Schiff. If you got the hot dogs going in there.
That's tough, man. I can't think of the last time I was just like, hot dogs.
That's one of the first things you learn how to cook as a kid.
For sure. Your mom put them hot dogs
put them hot
there.
Dogs
I
in
mean,
there.
You can't mess it up.
You felt like you was doing something.
Melissa will make chili dogs sometimes, but chili dog ain't a hot dog.
She be boiling the hot dog?
Mm-hmm. She ain't done that in a minute, though. But when times was harder than they are now, we was eating chili dogs as a family in L.A. I don't know if y'all remember this. Probably you do. Manwich.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Manwich made you feel like you was doing something.
Tone, you might as well gave me a monocle and a top hat. I didn't even know that was poor people food.
Me neither. Till this
Sloppy
very
Joe,
moment.
Manwich. Because that ain't nothing but the ground beef plus the sauce.
Yes. And you felt like, what's his name? Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay?
You felt like Gordon Ramsay, Emerald.
Man, Tone.
All them niggas that be
cooking. I
come
home to Manwich, I used to be like, we go, Mom went crazy tonight, y'all.
Family be like, this was good. You be like, I know.
Manwich is such an aggressive name.
It is.
You a Manwich.
You a man today.
What? Why is that the name of that?
Because it's
Sloppy
it's
Joe has got way better marketing.
Because Joe is a man. And now it's a sandwich. And the man's witch. That's because men be witching.
Manwich,
man. Sloppy Joe's is a good time.
I love Sloppy. Monique, Melissa's middle sister, went vegan in high school for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what broke her down was Manwich.
Really? That
she
was the breaking
home,
point?
Melissa's mom had Manwich. She said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. I said, for Manwich? She said, I just couldn't resist.
That was the breaking point.
Manwich. I said, hi, we had all kind of good stuff, crab, this and that.
Nah, easy work.
Red Lobster, she was holding strong. Came home on a random Tuesday, 6:30. Some Manwich in there. Manwich, you say? Shoot, well, man, I ain't had Manwich in a while. I don't really need to be vegan no more. Manwich broke Monique down. I said, girl, why'd you eat that?
I'm picturing the full setup. She hanging with y'all. It's like separate salmon croquettes. She like, easy work. Lobster, crab, steak, creme de la creme, chicken parmesan. She like, mm-hmm, vegetables. He just got sloppy joes tonight. She started sweating profusely, like, sloppy joes, you say? That's crazy. That's crazy. Monique, why are you so sweaty? I don't know. How much? Y'all got buns back there? Yeah, we get buns. Oh, that's crazy. How you been liking your vegan journey? The what? What was that you say?
I'm about to call her and see if she remembers this.
Listen, y'all. Around this time of year, Christmas time, everybody's scrambling and hustling. Everybody going to stores, shopping, you're ordering stuff like crazy online, trying to get everybody together, man. It's easy to lose track of your finances and what's going on and what you're spending out here. Especially for me, man. Listen, like I got the house going. I got the new house going. I'm renovating. So I'm buying all kind of furniture and, like, you know, the stuff, and I'm paying the contractors. I can't even keep up myself, man. So between all the gifts and the gatherings and the holidays, our wonderful time of year, until you wake up and start to feel the credit hangover, take the headache out of the building, Credit Fast with Kickoff, the number one credit building app in the App Store. Their plans start at just $5 a month, and there's no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest, all right? Especially now, like, I've been getting stuff for the house. Not really the Christmas shopping. Christmas shopping is easy, but for me, I've been doing a lot of spending on the house and stuff I need for the house, new lamp fixtures, dining room tables, furniture, you know what I'm saying, tiles for the new bathrooms. It's, whew, listen. So if your credit score is under 600, you could jump like 28 points in your first month. Kickoff is a smart, legit credit hack with no catch, no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. It's simple. You make on-time payments, credit bureaus see good behavior, and your credit grows fast. You can start building credit immediately for only $1 your first month. You can build credit in your sleep with auto pay. You never have to worry about missing a payment. You sign up in minutes from your phone. No credit check. Cancel anytime. Listen, man, worry less about your credit and enjoy the holidays more with Kickoff. For a limited time, get your first month free. Go to getkickoff.com/ball today. Hurry for a free month free of Kickoff without the C. So get KIKOFF.com/ball. Again, that's Kickoff without the C. Get Kickoff KIKOFF.com/ball. All right, you must sign up via getkickoff.com/ball to activate the offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers first month only. Subject to approval. Average impact of 28-point increase in the first month based on Equifax VantageScore 3.0 changes for Kickoff customers with starting credit below 600 who made their first on-time payment between January 2021 and March 2024. Payment and credit activity outside Kickoff can have an impact on your credit, and terms and conditions may apply. Offers subject to change. Individual results may vary. Get in on that Kickoff without the C.
I was like, nigga, Man-Witch.
Man-Witch was the thing.
Was out like, of all, Man-Witch, man.
Out of all the stuff she resisted.
Man-Witch.
Man-Witch was the
She stood tall for a minute.
That's funny as hell.
Never Man-Witch went back? Man-Witch always commercial, never went back.
Damn.
Nick. Hey, Monique, Nick. You're live on Patreon for me and Tony. Do you, for me and Tony, Ball Brothers. Okay.
What's up?
Yeah. Do you remember when you went vegetarian for that minute and then your mom made Man-Witch? What was it about the Man-Witch that made you give up the vegetable?
I mean, I was hungry. Nothing else to eat. Teenagers,
that don't count. It does count, because Man-Witch is not a vegetarian breaking food.
It's that should have broke nobody down.
I'm pretty sure I was hungry and nobody was supporting me being a vegetarian.
Yeah, you better go eat them leaves. We got Man-Witch tonight.
She was smelling it. It was like, it's either going to be leaves or Man-Witch.
No, Man-Witch is good. Like, we all agree, but we not, it ain't break your
vegetarianism.
It is when you're hungry and and they don't support your dream.
The lack of support is a key. That's a key factor.
Oh, my God.
That might have been the last straw.
Last straw, man. You held strong, Nick.
Man.
You be hungry. Manwich in there in that skillet. Like, man, that looks good.
And you know what you're getting with Manwich.
You know, Manwich ain't going to never be wrong.
Nah.
It's going to be right every time.
With the cheese and everything.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah. Never went back. She
never
gave
looked
up completely.
Back. They've been vegetarian in 28 years.
Dang, man. Come on back.
She was 15, 16. Was like, nah, man. Manwich took me out the
come
game.
Come on back.
The people in Manwich headquarters was like, we got another one in Fort Lewis, Washington. Tuesday night, Manwich broke her down.
Oh.
All right, Nick. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's so funny, man.
That's mad.
She was holding strong. Because in the late 90s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. nobody was vegetarian like that.
Yeah.
And she was just like, man, I'm done with this.
Right. She
and
was Maggie was Simpson. Like, I mean, not Maggie. She was Lisa Simpson.
You know, the family's like, we ain't buying two dinners.
We're not going an extra mile for your little silly shit.
Figure it out. She was like,
you
all
on
right.
your own.
Manwich. I'm with y'all again.
Manwich is all it took.
All it took. All right, what you got, Tony Baker?
I got, Pot pie.
Oh, the banquet?
Yeah. The pot pie.
Man,
you
we
throw
had
that
a
in the
freezer
oven
full of those.
So cheap.
My whole life, we had a freezer full of those.
The
get some Popeyes in there.
Get some Popeyes in there. I used to think they was called Popeyes. Like the Sailor Man. I was like, Popeyes? We having Popeyes. And then it got confusing. We having Popeyes for dinner. Now I'm thinking Popeyes chicken.
Yep.
So I'm like, ooh, the biscuits going to be good. And I walk in there, it's a pot pie.
That thing was
I'm like,
67 cents.
Yeah, they were so cheap, man.
Man.
Sodium City.
My mom just thought that was just.
You got your vegetables in there. You got your meats. Hush. You got your breads in there. I don't want to hear nothing else. Let it cool off. You're going in too early. Let it cool off. It took forever to cool off. Because I like to eat immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
I was burning the roof of my mouth, my
tongue. Have another piece be ice cold. Burn your mouth on the left side.
Other side.
This side, ice cold.
You didn't rotate. You didn't isolate. Boy, hush and eat. My favorite part of the pot pie was the bottom.
Yeah.
When everything finally cooled off and you get that soft crust at the bottom, I used to tear that bottom to shreds.
That was I had forgot about that.
Yeah.
We had
the
that.
Bottom.
I'm gonna go Hamburger Helper.
Oh yeah.
Cheesy Mac.
Yeah.
We had so much hamburger.
Hamburger Helper is so good to me, man. I don't care what nobody say.
Man.
Hamburger Helper was good to me.
My mom, man. Oh my God.
It was right.
That commercial worked on her.
The Cheesy Mac.
Cheesy.
The Beef Stroganoff.
Beef Stroganoff felt. I felt
you
like
was
I was.
Fancy. Oh, we doing it big tonight.
You got to have milk for the Beef Stroganoff.
As soon as you got the
Cheesy Mac, you can figure out
water. As soon as the Beef Stroganoff got put on the table, everybody had blazers at the table. That changed the whole format of the whole night. We got blazers on. Hard bottoms. We got the lapel. No, stroganoff. Stroganoff is a funny word too. Stroganoff. Girl, I'm gonna give you this hot stroganoff tonight. Oh, you stroganoff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Stroganoff. Oh, that's funny, man. We ate that a lot.
Yeah, Hamburger Helper was fire. Like when I was still married and cooking for the family all the time. Hamburger Helper was my go-to.
Really?
I would use the ground turkey.
Well, black folks think ground turkey going to give us 20 years on the back end.
Mm, this is going to give you the extra
white. Look at the grease you get with ground beef.
I get the extra white ground turkey now. Come on now. I care about my family.
Stroganoff was for special visitors.
Man.
Hey, no, man. Not Cheesy Mac tonight. The Johnson's coming over. Get that stroganoff
going. Get the
stroganoff
going. I want to make a good impression.
Oh, my God.
Don't fuck this up for me, kids. Like, damn, man. Who's coming over? Don't fuck this up. I got Milford Hackett coming over. Let's get the stroganoff going.
You know Milford Hackett carry a briefcase, man?
Mm-hmm. He got stroganoff juice in his briefcase. He got a syringe full of stroganoff juice. He injects it every hour to stay youthful. Like, what is that stroganoff juice? And stroganoff extract. That's what he calls it in his briefcase. My stroganoff extract. Somebody stole it.
Snap.
God damn you, Fred Hubbard. It's always out to get me. Any type of canned meat is struggle meal.
Oh, any type.
Spam, whether it be the Tyson white chicken chunk.
The tuna in the can.
Vienna sausages. Sardines. Any of those meats in the can.
Potted meat is terrible, man.
But you know, we made some good salmon croquettes with the potted salmon.
I prefer the canned salmon for the salmon croquettes more than fresh salmon.
Fire.
It got to have that tinge of poorness for me.
Yeah.
Melissa make really good salmon croquettes with a little bit of syrup on them.
You put syrup on the salmon croquettes?
Just a tinge. Just a little bit of.
I love salmon croquettes.
Sprinkle of the sprackle.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah.
The San Francisco treat.
It's good, too.
My mom was going ham with that, man.
Fire.
Oh, my.
I forgot about Rice-A-Roni.
And beef flavor went quadruple platinum in our household.
San Francisco treat.
And they have the trolley on the commercial. Yes. I'm like, man, y'all got trolleys in the city?
It made me really want to go to San Francisco.
Me, too. I was like, this is wild.
Dad in Full House. You watching Full House while eating the Rice-A-Roni, man?
I might as well live in San Francisco. Man,
yeah, the poster of The Rock behind you. Not the guy, but the movie that was set in San Fran. You know what I'm saying? Dang, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Perfect Strangers, man.
Perfect Strangers.
Balky, man. He was in San Francisco. San Francisco had a good run.
They was in Chicago on Perfect Strangers.
You right. Balky.
But it was TGIF, so
they mixed him up.
Family Matters is also Chicago.
Yeah, man.
Full House, though. That was San
Francisco, man.
And Mrs. Doubtfire, dude. Mrs. Doubtfire was also San Francisco.
Mrs. Doubtfire,
yeah,
man.
And the Zodiac.
How come the white dudes can play women and they don't never be Illuminati?
They never get the flag.
Nobody has ever said, and then Hollywood put Robin Williams in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
To this day.
Never mentioned about Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks,
Dustin Hoffman.
They kiss each other in the mouth. Nobody. Will Ferrell can kiss Vince Vaughn in the mouth, and nobody will bat an eye.
They crazy.
Black men, and that's what they're doing to us.
They breaking us all down.
And Martin, I don't remember, maybe because there's no social media, I don't remember anybody getting mad at Martin.
They never did.
But when Tyler Perry came.
This is a newer development.
Yes.
Where people are really like, you got to wear a dress.
Oh, my God.
It's a newer development. Because Martin been Shanaynay.
From
Mama episode one, he was Shanaynay.
Mama Payne had a full mustache. Nobody said.
His comedy specials before Martin, he was Mama Payne.
Every time. Nobody said nothing.
Ain't nobody said a damn thing.
All successful actors. See, there they go. There they go. People's career sucks and they put the dress on. Nobody keeps up with them.
All it is just easy. It's easy money comedy. It's just an easy bucket to put a man in the dress. We already laughing. Fish out of water.
Mrs. Doubtfire was great.
Mrs. Doubtfire was epic.
Man, he dipped his face in the cake. I said,
yeah.
Hello. Cinema, Tone.
Mrs. Doubtfire was fantastic.
He had the dinner with the hot client. Yes. The dinner with the family.
He was scrambling. He had stuff going. Because you was at the edge of your seat for him not to get busted.
Easy money.
You wanted him to get the job, but at the same time, the kids.
Man, somebody on Twitter made it. She said, why you ain't want to take care of your kids earlier? We shouldn't even have had that move. You was half a father. I was like,
oh, damn. They dug deep.
I think it was Roxy Hayes. She was going in on Mrs. Doubtfire.
They dug deep on
that one. I said, dang, Roxy.
What was he doing before that?
He was a terrible father. I'm going to call Roxy Hayes, and then we're done.
He had that part, the birthday party with all the animals, and she was so pissed.
See? Oh, now you're going to leave me on... Liar, liar, too. But he was a good father. He just was lying a lot.
He'd be lying.
I love
Can you
movie,
be a good
man.
Father and be a liar?
Yes. Lying is fun and necessary.
Is it fun, though? Lying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I like lying.
I'm at a place where I'll be feeling wrong now on the
Well,
lie.
You're all principles and particulars now. You're Wayne Grow, man. Wayne Grow.
I'm not Wayne Grow.
No, you're not
I'm
Wayne
Robert
Grow.
De Niro,
but Wayne Grow is your Achilles
heel. I'm Macaulay.
You can't. Tone can't. If y'all ain't ever seen Heat, Robert De Niro's character he got away with the heist.
He was about to get away clean. He was with the woman of his dreams.
With the money, he had the passports.
Yeah,
but he just couldn't let Wayne Grow go. And I'd be texting Tone Wayne Grow. Be like, you right?
He do.
Tony cannot let it go. He cannot let. You'd be a great character to write for TV because you know what Tony Baker's going to do.
Yeah.
If somebody calls Tony Baker, you know what he's going to do.
Mm.
If somebody crosses Tony Baker, you know what he's going to do. It's easy. You roll out the ball, you know Tony Baker ain't going to let it go. That's why it would be great. But I'd be like, let stuff go. Tony be like, nah, the principle. It's the principle.
It's the principle of the whole thing.
We spent almost a whole hour talking about struggle foods.
We did. Because this one long. The last one was quick.
It was short. And we didn't even talk about the struggle cereals, which was, I thank God, we was poor. Yeah, with no commercials.
Oh, the store brand. The
store brand
and
the
Vitamin and Lord.
Man, I thank God. I never respected King Vitamin. Poor as we were, my mom always found a way to get the cereal with a commercial.
Oh, yeah. We always had name brand cereal.
Because, man, come on.
We always had name brand cereal.
Starry Rocks.
It never got that bad. To where
it never
like,
got that
bag
bad,
cereal.
Man.
If my mom would have brought the bag cereal in, I'd have been a drug dealer. I'd have joined either the Disciples or the Vice Lords, and I would have been on the streets selling drugs.
Because there's nowhere to go from there. How do you even store the bag?
We got bag cereal, Mom. I'm out.
Oh, the last struggle thing I'll say, and then we got to go. Tampico Punch.
Oh, yeah. Trash.
Terrible.
It's so hard on your glands. It's so hard on your glands. You be like, it always hurt a little bit. I don't know what
Never
it was.
Never quite cold either.
It always made you feel like you was getting sick. Like you was getting a sore throat. I'm like, I think I'm getting sick. No, you just had Tampico. All right.
Rough on your glands is funny.
That's
man.
What it was.
It does, Olivia. It fights you on the way down.
Yeah.
Like, it never take me alive.
It's never smooth.
I'm going to scratch your esophagus up the whole
it's
way.
It's all
down.
Thick. That and Sonny D gave me that feeling.
Sonny D's commercial, man. Man, we got OJ, purple stuff.
Oh, Sonny D.
Why y'all got all these doggone drinks
and
in
they
here?
They never wash their hands before they went in the refrigerator. They fresh in from outside. Hey, Mom, can't talk now. Gotta look in here.
Moving past the milk.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid was purple stuff.
Yeah.
OJ. Nobody, you can't drink orange juice after a hot summer's day.
Nah.
You're just taking 100% pulp to the face. Let me drink fake orange juice. That's all Sonny D
fake
was.
Fake orange juice.
You're going to move real orange juice and go for fake orange juice. That'll show our competitors.
Every time.
Man. Tampico does keep you thirsty. That's a thick. Vacation Bible school drink, too. We got a lot of kids. That drink came in a gallon, man. It looked weird.
Thick.
Drinks need to come in the
right.
quarter gallon.
Like, nah, man. Fat, big booty gallon of this processed stuff. Drink it in hush.
97% high fructose corn syrup.
Man.
It was good, though. All right, y'all. This is Ball Brothers, man. Bye.